Loving brothers and sisters, members of branch churches and local sanctuaries, all believers and viewers in the world who are attending this service through internet, the three most basic needs for men are clothing, food, and shelter. I explained to you about the clothing and food of heaven in the last couple of sessions, and today I'll tell you about the living environment of heaven. In Korea, for an ordinary company employee to buy a house, it takes more than 20 years on the average. Mostly, they start working in their 20s, so they can own a house by the time they are in their 40s or 50s. But this is also possible only with continuous savings without any unexpected incidents. Also, for many people, even this is not possible. For many people, they will never have their dream house with a dark green lawn that many people dream of having. Now, what kind of place will have in the heavenly kingdom, which is full of joy and happiness? In today's passage, Jesus said that there are many dwelling places in the Father's house, and He promised us to give us eternal dwelling places. Does that mean that everybody in the heavenly kingdom will be given an individual house? What kind of architecture is there for the houses in heaven, and what kind of facilities do they have? As I explain to you about the houses in the heavenly kingdom, I hope you will think about the house you will receive in heaven. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will live in faith with more fervent hope. Brothers and sisters in Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:1 says, "For we know that if the earthly tent, which is our house, is torn down, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens." The earthly tent and the eternal heavenly house in this passage have two meanings implied respectively. First, our physical body on earth is likened to nothing more than a tent dwelling. But in heaven, the perfected heavenly body is likened to an eternal heavenly house. This implies that after our physical life ends here on earth, our physical body will fall and rot like an old tent. But our spirit and soul will take on a spiritual body. And when we get to heaven, our spiritual body will be a perfected heavenly body. Other than these symbolic meanings, there are literal meanings as well. Namely, when we get to the heavenly kingdom, a house built not by man's hand, but by God's hand, will be given. The materials for the heavenly houses are pure gold and various jewels. In case of some of the materials, you can see outside from the inside the home, but people cannot see the inside from the outside. That way, privacy is completely protected. When you go to heaven, your eyes can see the things in a far distance. So, some sort of special materials should be used to build the houses in heaven so that people cannot take a look at inside the house. You all know that I have a very good eyesight, right? Nobody in the world has eyes like mine. Well, yesterday there were several teams that visited my house. I showed them directly. Some people asked me what happened in the mountain and what kind of answer I got from God. But there were newcomers who couldn't understand what I was saying. So I had to show them an evidence. Usually 20/20 vision is considered perfect eyesight. I asked a men's mission member who has such perfect vision to read the small letters. I put a paper in front of his eyes about 10 centimeters far from his eyes. He said he couldn't read. When the paper was 20 centimeters away from his eyes, he could start to read the letters. But I show them my eyes can read them. In front of those members, I asked him to put that paper right in front of my eyes. But I read it. When the paper was 10 centimeters away, I could read it very clearly. When something is away from your eyes about 25 to 30 centimeters, your eyes can focus on it. And then you can read it. Well, this is the knowledge that you learned. But such knowledge doesn't work for me. I can read letters that is right in front of my eyes. How can you explain it? God is almighty, and He can do everything. When God gave me such an ability, I cannot read letters in a distance very close to my eyes. I can read letters in a distance very close to my eyes. I show them so that you believers could believe the deep spiritual conversations. I hope this helps you have more faith. Only a heavenly house is given to you. It is for eternity. You will never move to another place or renovate it. Because it never wears out, you don't need any maintenance work either. Likewise, in heaven, once it is given to you, you will live in the house forever. Also, on this earth, usually a family lives in a single house, but in heaven, houses are for individuals and not families. In heaven, we don't have any blood relationships like on this earth. We'll not get married, and as children of the same Godfather, everybody will be like brothers and sisters. There is a spiritual ordering in heaven, but it is so we will respect one another according to the spiritual ranking in heaven. In paradise, the lowest level of the dwelling places of heaven, there is no personal property that is given to people. Therefore, in paradise, there are no individual houses either. Then will those in paradise will live only in the out of doors, like in the forest or on a grassy plain? It's not so. There are public buildings where many people can dwell together. It's something like public assistant shelters on this earth. So when they want to have some personal time, they can go to the rooms in these shelters and spend some time there. In these buildings in paradise, there are some small rooms for one person to take a rest, and there are also big rooms where many people can stay together and have conversations and socialize. But the small room for one person does not belong to any individual, so the one who is resting there cannot make any changes to the room according to his taste. He cannot stay there for a long time either. If he stays there for a certain period of time, he has to come out for other people to use it. Also, in case of others, they may have to wait for some time for him to finish using the room. But in heaven, everybody serves and considers one another, so they don't cause any discomfort to any other person. So even when they wait, it's not boring or tedious like on this earth. Everything is run within the order, so the waiting time is not long, and the waiting place is also comfortable enough to provide relaxation and happiness to people. Now, what is the first kingdom of heaven like? You may say the houses in paradise is not better than those in this world. But you should know, even if you live in the best mansion in this earth, the most luxurious mansion in this world, you won't be happy as much as you live in paradise. Paradise is far better than that. Even though you don't have your own house in paradise. Well, think about the life in Great Plain in Africa. What if there is no carbon ore? More than that, there's no bug in paradise. No flies, no mosquitoes, no ticks. And the temperature is the most adequate. The air is clean, not polluted. Whatever you see there, everything is clean and clear. There is no disease. There is no death. Nothing to worry about food. Don't need to worry about clothes. Wouldn't you feel happy there? There are golden grass. You can lie down on it and you can sleep on it. You don't need a blanket. No matter what you do, well, you'll feel happy. There is no darkness. You have no inconvenience. There is no darkness. No matter how rich someone is in this earth, his life will not be any better than in paradise. Now, what is the first kingdom of heaven like? Is here anyone worrying about going to paradise because there is no your own personal house? Why do you think of going to paradise? You must advance into better places in heaven. You must advance to second, third, and New Jerusalem. Why do you think of going to paradise as a member of Mamin? You must not. What is the first kingdom of heaven like? In case of paradise, people have no personal rewards, so there are no personal belongings there. But beginning with the first kingdom of heaven, personal belongings are given as rewards. Because they try to live by the word of God, even though to a minor extent, God considers it as faith and gives rewards to them accordingly. So from the first kingdom, personal houses are also given. This is so much more glorious compared to paradise where there are no personal homes. And the happiness felt is incomparably greater than paradise. Then what kinds of houses are given to those who go into the first kingdom of heaven? Compared to the houses in this world, they are similar to apartments. Pictures are on the screen now. Of course, even these houses are built not with cement or bricks, but with pure gold and beautiful jewels. Also, unlike apartments of this earth, there are no staircases in the houses in the first kingdom, and there are only beautifully adorned elevators. some high-end apartments on this earth also have elevators that are controlled from inside the house. But still, they have to push the buttons with their hands. But the elevators in the first kingdom of heaven will automatically go to the floor that the people want. So how convenient it is. Also, it'll never be out of order, so we won't need any staircase. Some of those who testify to having been to the heavenly kingdom say that they had seen some kind of apartment-like buildings. This means that among the many heavenly dwelling places, they saw the first kingdom of heaven. There was someone who wrote a book about heaven. I think it was 1980s, and he was an American. Some people read his book and told me about it. They said he wrote things about apartments. Then he saw the first heavenly kingdom. Inside the apartment-style houses are facilities that make the living very comfortable. The house is also decorated according to the taste of the owner. So when the owner steps into the house for the first time, he once again sheds tears of thanks, being full of emotion. There are very expensive apartments, more than tens of millions of dollars. Some say that they feel as if they were in heaven when they make a visit to such an apartment. How can we compare such an apartment to a house in heaven? But it means the apartment was so good, right? The general color and tone of the house and each of the items of decorations in the house are the favorite styles of the owner. For example, for those who like music, there are musical instruments to play. And for those who like reading books, there is a cozy place to read as much as he wants. Because a personal house is given and it is made exactly according to the owner's preferences and tastes, they feel happiness that cannot be compared with the happiness felt in paradise. And they will also feel joy and comfort that they never felt on this earth. Now, what kind of a house is given in the second kingdom of heaven? The houses in the second kingdom of heaven are completely individual, single-story houses. They are much bigger and more magnificent than any luxurious mansion on this earth. They are splendidly decorated with beautiful flowers and trees. Also in the second kingdom, not only a big and beautiful house will be given, but people will be able to have one facility that they like the most. If they want a swimming pool, they can have a beautiful swimming pool made of pure gold and many jewels, just as the pictures on the screen. Also, if they want a lake, it will be given. If they want a ballroom, it will be given. If they like walking, they may be given a promenade where lovely animals walk around. But they cannot have a swimming pool and a lake and a ballroom and a promenade. They can only have just one thing they want the most. We have pictures, which is great. Therefore, according to the taste and preferences of the owner, each house will have different facilities. Because what each one possesses in the second kingdom is different, people visit each other's houses and sometimes share different facilities to enjoy themselves. If a person who has a ballroom wants to swim, he can go to a neighboring house that has a swimming pool and swim there as much as he wants. Because in heaven, everybody serves each other. When there are visitors, they never feel disturbed. They never turn away, but rather they are always happier with the visitors. Also, the visitors will not seek their benefit only. So they use other people's facilities only within the limit, not to cause any discomfort to others. Brothers and sisters, one special thing about the houses in the second kingdom of heaven is that they have door plates. The only place where a house has a door plate is the second kingdom of heaven. Also, on the door plates of some houses are inscribed the names of the churches that the owners were attending on this earth. The name of the owner and the name of the church will be written in the heavenly alphabet, which looks like Arabic or Italian form of Hebrew. This is the case of a church and its members who give glory to God greatly and please Him so much, like in the case of the church in Philadelphia, written in the book of Revelation. Not all the churches will have such a door plate. Only those churches that truly glorified God, that God was pleased with, and that were praised by God. Members from such a church will have a door plate with their church's name on it. For example, if a church builds with true heart and perfect faith a grand sanctuary in which believers can receive the Lord's coming again, God will inscribe the name of the church on the door plates of the believers from that church so that it will be eternal pride and honor. So when other people in the second kingdom of heaven see it, they will admire it, thinking, the owner of this house was a member of the church that pleased God so much. There is no personal owned house in paradise, so there is no door plate. The first kingdom of heaven has apartments, so they don't need a door plate either. In the third heavenly kingdom, everyone will recognize whose mansion it is, so they don't have a door plate, not to mention New Jerusalem. Brothers and sisters, but in the third kingdom of heaven and New Jerusalem, the houses do not have door plates. A unique fragrance that represents the heart of the owner comes out from the house itself. And so without the door plates, one can easily understand whose house it is. Not only the fragrance, but the light of the houses are also different. And according to how much the owner resembles God's heart, the house will give out more beautiful scent and lights. Those who come to the third kingdom of heaven or New Jerusalem, people will know which church they are from. There is the house in the the third heavenly kingdom where there is no door plate, but there is a jewel in the center of the front gate of the house. The jewel is given to the owner of that house by someone who lives in New Jerusalem. Please remember when you have a chance to see that house in heaven. Then what kind of shapes do the houses in the third kingdom have? Houses in the third kingdom are very gorgeous and grand, and they have multiple stories. They are so beautiful that even the wealthiest people of this world can never imitate such a house. They also have splendidly decorated gardens that have beautiful and fragrant flowers and trees, and lakes that give out silvery and glittering lights. In the lake are living many kinds of fish. Well, pictures are on the screen. You can have only one facility that you want in the second kingdom of heaven, but in the third kingdom, you can have all kinds of facilities that you want, such as golfing course, swimming pool, lake, promenade, or a ballroom. So you don't have to go to your neighbor's house to use the facilities. You can enjoy everything as much as you want at any time you want. Compared to the first or the second kingdoms of heaven, the facilities and treatment are really exceptional. Let me tell you about one thing in order for you to better understand how good place a house in the third kingdom of heaven is. The Forbes magazine issued the rank of the world's most expensive home. In which country is the world's most expensive home is located? England. The Forbes magazine issued that it was Uptown Court in Windlesham, England, which was $139 million. Look at the screen. That's a very expensive mansion. It costs much more expensive at our country's market price because the land is expensive in our country. That house was not built in the land, which was quite expensive. Rather than just a house, it is more like a castle or cutting-edge hotel in countryside. This house is located in the midst of a 60-acre forest and is a two-story building in generally ivory color. It's a big house with a navy blue color roof, as if you put the blue sky on the roof. It has a basement too, and it has 103 rooms. Each room has different theme and is decorated with marble of different designs. One of them is the gold room. The floor of this room is not just coated with gold, but the real 24K gold tiles are placed to make a mosaic decoration. Of the 103 rooms, 22 are bedrooms, and there are many shower rooms, sauna, and massage rooms. It's just two stories, but there is an elevator for the family and for guests, respectively. You may think the higher the better, but the higher the more inconvenient. Since we are living in a very small country, we have to build such high towers. But it is so huge in heaven that there is no need to build such a high tower. The penthouse, the second floor, is for the family. The kitchen is more than 1,800 square feet. And the bedroom and children's rooms are about 1,000 square feet each. There are two bowling alleys and a theater which can seat 50 people. There are tennis and squash courts, five swimming pools, two indoor and three outdoor. It has a garage to park eight limousine cars and a place for helicopters to land and take off. Each room is controlled by the cutting-edge computer systems. If you set the temperature and humidity, it keeps it automatically. So even when you are away, you can control inside of the house with the help of the computers. Brothers and sisters, even on this earth, there is a house like this, not to talk about heavenly kingdom. The houses in the third kingdom of heaven are multiple-story buildings, and they have all kinds of facilities that the owner wants. Also, the materials are pure gold and solid jewels, and how majestic they will be. Why then does God the Father treat those in the third kingdom of heaven exceptionally better than those in the second kingdom of heaven? Well, I explained about heaven last time. When I explained about heaven last time, I told you that there is a huge difference between the second kingdom of heaven and the third. It's because those in the third kingdom of heaven cast off all forms of evil and accomplished sanctification and gave up everything they could enjoy with their free will just to follow the will of God. They accomplished goodness and they entered Spirit and Holy Spirit. That's why God gives them such great blessings. Before they come to this church, they enjoyed so many worldly things. They always looked for a chance to get some benefit by all means. They enjoyed many worldly pleasures. But once, they came to Manmin Church, they started to cast off from them. When they realized that Father God doesn't like such worldly pleasures, they got rid of them one by one. When they knew something was untruth, they got rid of it. Then they filled the empty spot with the things of God. They became a man of prayers. They became a man of worship. They started to evangelize. They became happy and full of joy all the time. They started to receive all the blessing. Their family got evangelized and everything got in peace. Like this, when you get rid of old custom and become a new self, you'll receive blessings and you'll be full of joy and things. You didn't keep the Lord's the holy, even though you heard the truth when you were a newcomer. Then, since God loves you, He punishes you. But it is a punishment to give you an understanding of His love. You will soon realize you are punished because you didn't keep the Lord's Day holy. When I didn't keep the Sabbath holy, God didn't protect me. You realize it and then turn back right away. You don't forget what you realize. You give whole tithe. Through this experience once, you change to become a man of truth. You cast off all the worldly things and live for the glory of God with the hope for heaven. Since you forsake all the things in this earth for God, God will bless you in heaven to enjoy whatever you want. God the Father pays back these people just as they have done and sown on this earth. It is as said in Mark 10:29-30, Jesus said, "Truly I say to you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or farms for my sake and for the gospel's sake, but that he will receive 100 times as much now in the present age, houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and farms, along with persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life." Since they live in the church and they live in the light, so they are persecuted by the enemy devil and Satan and other non-believers from time to time. But Matthew chapter 5 says this persecution will become reward in heaven. It tells you to rather rejoice and be happy for receiving persecution for the Lord's name. When you rejoice and become happy, even when you undergo trials and persecutions, what will the enemy devil and Satan do to you? They cannot but leave you alone, and you'll pile up reward in heaven. But if you grumble and complain against God that God doesn't protect you, then the enemy devil and Satan will keep persecute you through your husband. Through your parents-in-law and through others. So it says he will receive 100 times as much now in the present age along with persecutions and in the age to come eternal life. Then how about the houses in New Jerusalem? The houses in the city of New Jerusalem also have all facilities that the owners want, but the size, splendor, and beauty are much more than the houses in the third kingdom of heaven. Yes, we have pictures on the screen. Well, it is the picture of the house in real. Although it's not drawn, are made with gold and jewels. It is a picture of model house of some house in New Jerusalem. To talk about the size, if we say the size of a house in New Jerusalem is 100, the house in the third kingdom would be about 60. For example, if the land for a house in the third kingdom is 60 acres, the land for a house in New Jerusalem will be 100 acres. It's the smallest house. Therefore, even the biggest house in the third kingdom is not better than the smallest and least house in New Jerusalem. Just by seeing this fact, we can understand how pleased God would be with those who accomplish the Holy Spirit and go into New Jerusalem. I'll tell you more about the houses in New Jerusalem later. I told you that there is a resort facility even in the houses in the second kingdom of heaven. Now, does that mean in paradise and first kingdom there are no resort facilities such as swimming pool or amusement parks? I'll explain it to you in the next session. Let me conclude the message. Brothers and sisters in Christ, it said in Matthew 5:5, "Blessed are the gentle, for they shall inherit the earth." The more you accomplish gentleness of heart, the bigger land you will receive in heaven. The gentle are blessed. But what does the people of the world say to those gentle people? They call them fool. The gentle give to others, don't seek for their own benefit, and they are treated as if they are a fool. They seem to fall behind others. But why does God tell us that the gentle are blessed? Because they can tolerate many people. Don't you see in a church that a gentle and meek leader is followed by many people? People feel easy when they are with such a gentle leader. That's why the more gentle you are, the more people you can tolerate, and you'll be able to lead them to a better dwelling place in heaven. When a gentle and meek man becomes a leader in a cell or a group, its members will settle down in the church and they will not leave the leader alone. Even the people in this world look for a gentle person. Therefore, the gentle can tolerate many people, teach others in the truth, and lead them to good heaven. That's why they inherit the earth. The earth here refers to the land of heaven. When a group or cell meets a gentle leader, you can surely see that the group or cell revives. The more you cultivate gentleness in your heart, the more land of the earth you will get in heaven. Also, the number of souls you save on this earth and the effort you put into building God's sanctuary, which is like the ark of salvation, will be materials in heaven to build your house. Just inheriting the earth is not good. You must build a beautiful house on it. The materials that are used for your house construction will be provided as you evangelize people. And as much you saw, it will all becomes materials to build your house. Therefore, the houses in heaven will not be built and distributed by God as He wants. They will be built exactly according to how you act on this earth. What kind of house is being built in heaven for you right now? If you once go into heaven, you can never move or enlarge the house. But while you are on this earth, you can certainly move a better dwelling place and you can build a more beautiful and bigger house. The more you are sanctified, the further you can advance into heaven. As much as you are faithful, and as much as you suffer God, before God, it will become the materials to build your house in heaven. Therefore, I hope you will cultivate more gentleness in heart and guide more souls to salvation. Also, I hope you will pray with faith and love for building the sanctuary as if you are praying to build your own house. I urge you to also become a proper dwelling place for God to dwell by being made together in the Holy Spirit. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will inherit a big, beautiful, and magnificent house and enjoy the greatest happiness and peace forever and ever.
Hallelujah, Almighty Father God of love. Please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local sanctuaries, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables, and internet all over the world. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues, and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses, and infirmities go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. All epidemic diseases such as colds and fever go away from them. Protect them, Father, from any kind of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers, stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's disease, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from the polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes. Let the deaf come to hear, and let the mute begin to speak. Heal accidents after effects. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns, and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues, and cells, and bring the dead back to life. Bless them to conceive a baby. Father, please give them blessing to conceive a baby. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous, and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters, and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their homes and business, and their work with the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they may do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, "I have met and experienced God and received His answers and blessings." Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.